tune in, tell a friend.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. 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 Pussy to shut and I pop. Yeah. Then the bubble squeezing my pistol. I'm sure that I got it. I see the pipe of big peppers and run right rounds. I'm 50 cent, I write a little bit, but I pop nine. Tell niggas get their money right, cause I got mine. When I'm around, quit playing, nigga, you can't shine. Woo. You gon' be that next chump, then up in the trunk. After being hit by the pump, is that what you want? Be easy, nigga. I lay your ass out. Believe me, nigga. That's what I'm about. Gangsta. You can find a nigga sitting on throne. Hit the clutch, hit the gear, hit the gas, and I'm gone.
Yeah. Do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I'm down for the action, he's smart with his mouth to smack. You hold your strap, you might come back, so grab him. React to the gangsta, dollar to gangsta fact. Cause you can hit and homicide to be asking what happened.
Oh, no, look who's prepping with the fo-fo. 20-inch men sitting on low, bro. East side, west side, you can know, yo, I'm low,
go. Even my mama saying something really wrong with my brain. Niggas don't rob me, they know I'm down and down with my chain.
G-Unit,
we get it popping in the hood, G-Unit. Motherfucker was good, I'm waiting on niggas to act like they don't know how to act. Had to sip it to my jack, I blow them off the map with the Mac. Thinking it's all rap, to that ass be crap. And Doc says it's a rap,
it's a rap, nigga.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top, yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I ain't been in how to teach lessons to slow learners. Go ahead and act up, get smacked in the head with the burner. I don't fight fair. I'm dirty, dirty, I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga, you heard me?
Yeah.
When the streetlights come on, niggas blasting nines. Get locked up, they read books to pass the time.
Woo.
And the game is up and down, so I stay on their mind. Niggas on my dick more than my bitch, I stay on their mind. There ain't nothing they can do to stop my shine. This is God's plan, homie, this ain't mine. I bet you niggas out, grandpa called me a nuisance.
And grandma always gotta throw her 2 cents.
I'm the dropout, I made more money than the features. Ruthless like the coupe, but I come with more features.
I am what I am, you can like it or love it. It feels good to put 50 grand and think nothing of it.
Fuck
if it. I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
Uh-huh. I'ma make it hot. Dr. Dre, Aftermath, Shady, haha.
Y'all better tune in, tell a friend to Playboy Comedy. The one and only Mr. Trey Love again is in. It is 3:03 p.m. Today is February 6th. Long anticipated day, y'all. Today is the day that I will be hosting my very own show at the Comedy Union, man. Big ups for that, man. Let's clap it up. Yeah. Let's shout out, you know, all my friends over there. Kaiser that's coming through. Diana's coming through. A few other girls is coming through, man. Tickets have been selling like crazy, man. So I just want to shout out to all the people that have already purchased tickets, to the people that have supported this show, man, you know, to all my friends, my fans, my supporters, my family, man. I want to say to all y'all, man, before I even get started, man, thank y'all, man. Thank you for just, you know, supporting your boy, man, Ariella Blue, Michael Mendoza, man, Tracy Walker, you know, Ed Magic, man. There's so many people that have just been a part of assisting me in what I'm doing, man, and I really, really want everybody to know I appreciate that, man. Y'all, give me a second. Let me play a little music. I got Jeff Brown calling me on my phone when I told him to call the line. So hold on, y'all. Let me do a little music.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Hello to Doug. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
R-O-U-S-J-G-L-A-N.
y'all. I'm back. Sorry about that little intermission. You know, I got my headliner on the line. He was trying to figure out what number to call. I texted him the number, but you know how we are. You know, oh, man, I didn't see the number. I said, yo, 310-861-2317. Also, you can call that number as well. Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in 310-861-2317. Or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. And talk to your boy, man. Chop it up and see what we got going, man, because it's really popping. Like I was saying, you know, tonight is going to be a real, real, real popping night, yo. I want y'all to come out to the Comedy Union, 5040 West Pico Boulevard. I want to shout out Mr. Enz Mitchell, man. I want to give him much love and props for giving me this opportunity, man, you know, to get out there and do my thing, man. I got my headliner on the line. I see he's called in. Let's go ahead, man, and chop it up with him, man, because I know he's a busy man. Let's catch a few moments with him. And then from there, we're going to let him go. But I just want to make sure that you all get to hear his voice, man. He was just on Arsenio Hall. He's a legend in the game, man, one of the funniest brothers I've had the opportunity of meeting and or working with. Comedian Jeff Brown, y'all. We want to welcome him to Handsome Life Radio. How you doing,
wow.
Jeff? What's going on?
Man, hell, that intro, you talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking about you, man, putting you live, baby.
Wow. Well, thank you, sir.
Oh, man, well, it's a pleasure, man. You know, like I told you, man, I just want to get a crowd, you know, my listeners a little background. Jeff has been around the game, man, since forever, man. When I started back in the day myself, it was a agent, a booker that had his demo reel and was like, this is the standard you're trying to get to, and this was a million years ago, just to tell everybody. And I've actually had the pleasure to get to know Jeff, man, and I'm going to tell y'all something, man. For comedians that know, you know, the game can be real tough. I told Jeff a few weeks ago, I said, man, you know, I'm kind of depressed. He said, oh, that's good, man. That's real good. I said, I stopped smoking weed. That's bad, man. That's real bad.
That is, doctor. Yeah.
You're
really
to the game, man.
Hey, thank you, bro. Look, man,
go ahead, man.
I'm lazy.
Go ahead.
I'm lazy. I done been spoiled. I can't handle day job. That's why I keep doing this.
I hear you, man.
Yeah.
I hear you. So that's what you keep doing
this. Yeah, well, that and you know, we're healers, brother. We're really, when you think about it, when people decide that they're going to spend their money to go to a comedy club, it is because they are in need of laughter.
Wow.
And you never know what that need is about. I've had I did a club in Indianapolis a few years back, and me and this dude just stood and cried in the hallway. It was one of the best shows I've had, man. It was a fantastic show. Standing O, I did an encore, I did some music. It was really cool. And this cat came up to me and said, dude, the stuff you said about what you went through with your ex-wife, I'm going through right now, and if I had not come to this show, kill myself.
Wow.
After the show, I was going to kill myself. And I was like, damn, what if the headliner had sucked? Yeah. I'm glad I stood there with him, man, and I started feeling it. I was like, wow, we touch people, man. We touch people when you, on a core level, if you have something to say. And that's the big deal. That's why I'm still in this game, because I got something to say. And plus, I don't need nobody's permission. That's the beautiful thing about stand-up. I don't need your permission to do it.
Well, I don't want to put it out there. How many years have you actually been doing stand-up? I know, but I want you to tell the people.
26 years, bro, since 1987.
26 years. Now, what I used to do when I first started, I used to, like, you know, when I was in it for 4 years, I was like, man, I've been doing comedy 4 years. You know, it's like I got a bachelor's degree. And then, you know, when you look at the times, like 26 years, look at a 26-year-old baby, a 26-year-old person, y'all. He started in 87. It's people that are 26 years old winning Grammys now. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
World tour. You know what I mean? And for you to have been in it 26 years, man. And, I mean, you know, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, you know, the background, what shows you've done.
I won the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition in 93. I won Star Search in 94. I won the Johnny Walker Red Competition in 95. Wrote for Sinbad. Wrote for Steve Harvey. Wrote a ton of stuff, man. Wrote a couple of episodes of television. been around the game a long time, man. Been around the world a couple of times. Optioned a couple of movies. It's a constant hustle, and I think that more people would know my name, but that's my fault that they don't, and I'm finna change that. And
I'm searching for that same thing because I've been out here for a nice little piece of time myself. What would you say has been the difference between, because to me as a comic, not only do I know your name, but I respect your name. Like when I put you on my flyers and whatnot, I was like, man, I got Jeff Brown. But what is it you think has stopped you from being per se that household name?
Well, a couple of things, man. One is, and this is for anybody, and I count you after seeing your show and seeing you get down and seeing your hustle, I count you in this list of extraordinary people. If you consider yourself extraordinary, ordinary thoughts, ordinary foods, ordinary habits, and even ordinary people are poison to you.
Wow.
They're poison. And all they are, ordinary. You cannot have ordinary people around your dream. They will kill it. Two, if you're trying to do something extraordinary, the person you are married to, your spouse, you will not succeed in spite of them. You will succeed or fail because of them. Ain't no dragging somebody across the finish line, bro.
Wow.
That's not going to work. That's not in a marathon. You don't see nobody running with somebody on their back in a marathon.
Wow.
And you got to, when you have a career, when you have agents and managers, they have multiple clients. You got one career.
Wow.
And people get it twisted when you think that you're in show business when really all you are is around it. And you got to really, really every day take control of your situation and not get into the autopilot mode like a lot of people, you know. And God bless bus drivers. I use them as an example. I ain't got nothing against them. I think it's a great profession. If you want to get up every morning and leave your house at 5:15, be down to bus depot at 6:15, be on your route from 6:30 to 2:30, and do that for 35 years, God bless you. You can't. That's an ordinary thought. If you're doing something extraordinary like owning a bus company, you can't have them thoughts. Your thought patterns have to be different. And I have been guilty of all of that, putting the wrong people in the wrong places for too long, thinking like ordinary people. And the beautiful thing about stand-up is it's not basketball where your knees give out or you get slower. The longer you do this, the more material you have.
That's true. The better you get.
So I am just newly charged. I'm writing a new hour. I'm writing some stuff for people. I'm writing a cartoon right now that I can only say that I'm in negotiation with some networks with that I can't discuss, but there are wonderful, wonderful things coming my way because, yes, here's another thing, brother. A lot of people approach their dreams as if they need permission from other human beings, and you don't.
Wow.
You don't, okay? You need permission from the Creator. And the way that you know you have that permission is the sun. If you wake up and see it, you have permission to succeed today. You don't need, I don't need somebody's permission to get down, to be on the get down. I know you probably wasn't expecting, can we cuss?
Oh, yeah, we can cuss, man. Run it.
Okay. You wasn't expecting no shit like this. You probably was expecting me to go in a different direction. But these are the things that when I tell you that we are healers that people need to hear. You don't need permission to go after your dream, too. And then we can talk about some other shit. This last nugget. Right now, whatever you are doing, whatever you are thinking of doing, whatever you are thinking of succeeding at, the top people in the game ain't sitting around. Like right now, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, and Eddie Murphy are not in a meeting right now trying to figure out how to fuck over Jeff Brown and Trey.
Wow.
They're not. They're not.
Right.
It's the people right around you. It's your mama them. It's your girlfriend. It's your wife.
Wow.
It's your husband. Well, yeah, you finna do that shit again. Yes. The people right around you, the people at the top of your game, don't give a fuck about you. What the true purpose they serve is to pick somebody that you want to be like and try your goddamnness to outwork them every day.
Wow.
That's all you
wow.
can do. That's all you can do. You can. I will tell you right now, in my opinion, I don't have comedy mastered, but I got about a fourth degree black belt in it. I got a black belt in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are comics who I feel those who are ahead of me, the Damon Wayans of the world, the Keenan Ivory Wayans, that's the way I want to go. Those cats are bigger than me and more accomplished than me and done stuff funnier than I've done. But none of them will outwork me.
Mm.
Nobody can outwork me. When I tell myself that in the morning. When I get up today, nobody going to outwork you today. You're going to work your fucking ass off. And that's all
that's
you have control over.
Yeah.
The rest of it's bullshit.
The rest of it's bullshit.
The rest of it's bullshit, bro. The rest of this, this nigga got this and he got that and he don't deserve. Quit your damn belly aching. Comedy is a hoe and she don't love you. She respects the biggest pimps.
Wow. Wow.
That and comedy don't owe you shit. You owe comedy everything. And whatever your dream is, your dream don't owe you shit. You owe your dream everything.
Mm.
So, yeah, bro, that's what 26 plus years has taught me, that I got to get out here and get it. I don't have the latitude of having shit handed to me. And I don't need anyone's permission. And neither do you.
Wow, man. That's what I love about talking to you, man. Some comics, you know, like people will say, oh, yeah, this is one of my mentors and all this and that. But, no, I've actually had the pleasure and time to spend time with you and talk to you, man, and I see how you roll and I see how you carry yourself. And, again, I've respected you since before I started doing stand-up because I've seen you on TV. And, again, like I said, when I started in New York, a young lady by the name of Lisa, can't think of her last name to save my life, but she used to work with Def Jam and all that. She had your demo, man, and I mean, she had me in her crib, you know, we was vibing, and she showed me your demo and was like, this is the standard you want to get to, man, and you was just on stage joke for joke for joke, killing it. And this was like 97, 98, you know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you,
so
brother.
It's like, yeah, and to hear you, you know, spitting that straight game, you know what I'm saying, spitting that fire, you know, the truth of it being is what it is, like, you got to get up and get yours, and you don't need nobody's permission. You know, I was talking to one of my business colleagues today about just the game, you know, and, you know, just a little frustrated, like, people like, you know, okay, I've never done this spot, I've never done that spot, and I'm like, yeah, I've never done that spot either, but just because I haven't done that spot doesn't make me think, oh, well, I'm not funny, I'm not good enough. They may not think I'm good enough, but, I mean, straight up, I won Shaq All-Star, and I got a night at the Comedy Union, won the J. Anthony Brown, So You Think You're Funny contest a couple years back, so, again, my merit is showing itself. And that's why Ian's giving me this opportunity.
I'm going to tell you another thing that people seem to, and this was given to me by a brother, one of my, he's in my comedy, Mount Rushmore, which has a lot more than four faces. My man, A.J. Jamal. I don't know if you've ever seen A.J.
Oh, yeah, I know Jamal. I worked with A.J. We did FIU together.
A.J. is a damn samurai. A.J.
Yeah.
AJ told me this. Play where they love you.
Wow.
Wherever that is. If that's a bowling alley, brother, it don't have to be Madison Square Garden. You play where they love you.
More game.
You play where they love you. You don't sweat who won't let you share their stage. They don't have to. They don't owe you that. At some point, they will. Another one, Steve Harvey, consummate businessman. Steve Harvey said, a big shot is just a little shot that kept shooting. Simple as that.
I love it. I love
it. Do not stop. Do not stop. Steve Harvey got 200 pounds of money, and he used to sleep in his car.
Right. Right.
So you can't, and if you never, ever get entirely where you want to be, you got 97% of the world beat because they're scared as shit of their dreams.
Wow. Wow. Well, we're going forward
tonight,
man.
Don't be afraid. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going to be some ignorance tonight. But I don't even really tell jokes anymore. I just tell the truth and hope to God it's funny. And so far, I've been doing all right. It's been funny. But I don't.
Yeah.
I'm in an avuncular place in my life right now where I'm like the uncle that you didn't know you had.
I hear you.
That's giving people advice about what to do with their kids and how to get on with their life. If you having problems with your spouse, if you dudes that are married, if you having problems with your girlfriend, you need to come down and check the damn show out.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I was at the Laugh Factory about 2 weeks ago, and I mean, man, you stomped a mud hole. I mean, you smashed that room. Chocolate Sundays, for those of you who are listening,
well,
that were there, y'all witness. You stomped it. You what's my man? Tommy Davidson,
Tommy
man.
Davidson.
Y'all, I mean, you know, Tommy was hosting, man. And I mean, you did, when you came through, man, you slammed. I mean, you straight smashed it. It was like, damn, is he gonna leave anything for anybody else? That's what I call it.
Well, thank you, brother.
Man.
Well, thank you. And I tell you this, I don't, and I see a lot of young comics make this mistake that they treat the Laugh Factory, the Comedy Store, the Improv. Brother, that's hallowed comedy ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The best cats in the game have stood where you stand.
Right.
The Richard Pryors of the world. The George Carlins of the world has stood on the Jerry Seinfelds, the Chris Rocks of the world, the Dave Chappelles of this comedy world have stood on this stage and more than likely held that mic. And I think you do it a disservice when you're at your level, and not meaning you, meaning us all.
Right.
If 10,000
right.
people don't know you everywhere you go, if you're on that level and you decide, on this hallowed ground, I'm going to get up here and tell you about some shit I was thinking about in the fucking car on the way over. No.
Oh, my God.
That's not you're being disrespectful.
Yes,
Dave.
You are.
That's what the bowling alley is for, nigga. That's what these regular gigs. This is not a regular gig. This is not.
Wow.
So every time you see me in a situation like that, I'm going to dig in. I'm going to dig in. Now I'm working out as much as I can because I said I'm developing an hour and I'm constantly seeking to do new stuff. But when people
come out
to the Comedy Union, they didn't come to pay to see a regular. They came to pay to see
That's
a show.
That's right.
So I owe them my very best. And that's what I plan to do tonight, Doc. I'm not going to be playing.
Yeah, we're going to slam it tonight, man. I cannot wait to have this show tonight, man. Look, we are about to wrap up real quick. So real slick, can you give everybody information as far as how they can reach you on your Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook?
Absolutely. Twitter, at TBFunnyStyle. Facebook, look for Jeff Brown Comedian. Go to Jeff Brown's fan spot, where from time to time I sell ringtones. I will hook you up some custom ringtones. I give some of them out free. The rest of them is 99 cents. I got movies coming out that I can't, I can't talk about yet. Two coming out that I can't talk about yet. But stay posted. Stay posted. I do beats. If you're looking for music, Dan Green's short film. I just did some music for his film. I do some stuff for HGTV, stuff on Love and Hip Hop. Real Housewives of Atlanta. Usually, if you the Braxtons, you heard some of my tracks in that background. And just stay posted. I know I'm grinding. And know I'm positive. Stay in positive. Stay in positivity. And stay in love and light.
Well, we can't ask for no more than that. We want to thank Jeff Brown for his time, man, stopping by blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Y'all heard all the handles, man. Make sure y'all keep in touch with him. He's going to be at the Comedy Union tonight headlining my show. On the show, y'all, we have a fire lineup. We got Ron G is going to be in the building, y'all. We got Dion Cole going to be in the building. A host of others, y'all. Lottie B, you know what I'm saying, Stevie Mag, Novocaine. We got a few comics that's going to be coming through showing some love. But last and definitely not least, man, my headliner, who I'm making sure I get them comics in and out, because I'm giving him some time tonight. I just want everybody to know Jeff Brown is going to be on stage 20 to 30 minutes. It's his show. He's my headliner, man. I'm honored to have him. And y'all see how I'm coming out. My first show is a bona fide headliner. Mr. Jeff Brown going to come through and slam it down at the Comedy Union, 5040 West Pico. I will see you all tonight. Showtime, 9 o'clock. Doors open, 8:30. Hope you got your pre-sale tickets. If you need your pre-sale tickets, hit me up online. You can do my PayPal, bookgilroy@gmail.com on PayPal. That's BookGilroy. Send me an email to let me know that you paid them at treylove@treylove.com. You can reach me Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Trey Love Vision, TreLuvIsIon. I'm looking forward to tonight, y'all. I can't wait to see y'all, man. I want to shout out the Comedy Club. I want to shout out the Comedy Union. I want to shout out Inns, man. And I'm just looking forward to a wonderful time tonight, man. I want to say peace and love and to everybody, positivity. Know it goes down like that. Jeff, you got any last words to throw out to the people before we sign off, man?
This is going out to people who are doing something and got haters biting at you. Something my uncle told me once. He said, if dogs bark at the moon all the time, if a dog bark at the moon, so what? If the moon bark at the dog, now he'd have made that dog famous. See the moon, people. See the moon.
Ooh, man, he just dropped it, y'all. So many jewels. I hope y'all paid attention to this show for the ones that were tuned in. Tune in, tell a friend to Playboy Comedy. Mr. Trey Love is in. My next show will be February 27th, same spot, Comedy Union, 5040 West Pico. It will be Noble Night. It will be my Shriners will be in the building. The headliner for that show will be none other than Mr. Honest John. It goes down, man. I will catch y'all on the next one. Until then, I'm proud of y'all, man. Stay up.
I like a woman with a future and a past. A little attitude problem, all good, it'll make the shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and on an eating salad. Sound so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard knowing you. Weekend in Miami trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always been the one. One, I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no sex, why you wanna protest, why you wanna fight for your right. Cause you don't love them boys, pussy run they think, fuck that noise. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl. And all I can say is, I'm so proud of you. I'm so